Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Justin Foss, spokesman with Alliant Energy, about National Call Before You Dig Month.
Every April is recognized as National Call Before You Dig Month across the country, and it is a time when utilities really push to remind customers to know what's below before they start digging and to dial 811. Just like 911, 811 is a toll-free number that anyone can call, and when you do that, what will happen is it will go to the Iowa One call system, and they will take your name and number and information on where you want to dig, and then they will come out and mark where there are any buried lines in your property, whether it's at your house, at your work, on the farm. They'll come out and mark any buried electric lines, buried natural gas lines, buried cable and internet lines, and if you're going to dig deep enough, even the buried water lines.
What are the consequences of not having these things marked?
Well, the biggest consequence is, you know, a risk to your own safety. These assets are buried, and so they stay very safe when they're buried. But if you end up putting your shovel into a giant electrical line, you run the risk of being electrocuted. If you dig your shovel into a buried natural gas line and puncture it, and there's a spark, there could be an explosion. So that is the biggest risk, is really health and safety. But beyond that, it is Iowa law that you must call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. And if you don't, the Iowa Attorney General has the ability to prosecute and to fine people who don't do that. In addition to that, of course, utilities will bill you for the damage you caused and for the cost to repair the damage.
How long does it usually take for somebody to come out and mark your property after you've dialed 811?
Yep. In Iowa, they get it done within 48 hours or 2 business days. You can't call on a holiday and don't call on the weekend. But if you're going to do work on Saturday, you know, call beforehand so that they can come out and mark your area so that you know what you're digging around.
Do homeowners need to set aside the time to be home when they come to mark the property?
Only if your property is gated and locked. Otherwise, they have equipment, very specialized equipment, that they use to locate these assets underground. And so once they locate it with the equipment, then they'll mark it with either spray paint, or marking flags so that you know where the system is. And, you know, that paint will wash off in a matter of weeks. Once they mark it, then we ask everybody to dig to stay 18 inches away on either side of those lines. And if you do have to dig any closer to that, to be careful and to dig with your hands. You know, a lot of people hear, oh, well, I have to call 811 before I dig. Well, I'm just doing a little landscaping project. It's not a big deal. But it is, because buried internet lines, you know, could be just a few inches under the ground, and your buried gas line is just a few feet under the ground. So we ask everybody, just call and make sure and make it safe so that you don't make a costly mistake or a very risky mistake. You know, if you're going to just plant petunias in the backyard with a little garden trowel or a spade, you know, you probably don't have to call. But anything more than that, we really do encourage you to call.
So even if somebody's looking to add a tree to their backyard, they should give you a call.
You know, some of the biggest times when we see lines hit are when people are planting trees or when they're digging fence posts. They might think, well, this is just a little hole. It's not very big. Well, those are one of the number one causes for damage to lines. So trees, fence posts, landscaping, and when people are laying concrete, they a lot of times will drive metal stakes into the ground to hold boards together and to brace the boards together. And we've had multiple times where those stakes have come in contact with lines.
And is there a fee for this service?
Nope, that's one of the best parts. It is absolutely free for all customers, and so it is the number one best way to prevent a costly, risky damage, risky accident. It's an absolutely free service that utilities provide for their customers.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, just call 811. It's easy, and it's the best way to protect your life and your savings when you're out there doing any sort of work.
That's been today's Washington Page with Justin Foss, spokesman with Alliant Energy, about National Call Before You Dig Month. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.